You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
First Thessalonians 5:23-24, just the end of the book, right before the final greetings. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it. We've already been in this book several times, previously a couple times over the season, because it's a great book for the season. It's a great book for hope for the second coming. We have Paul's final blessing and hopes for the church, for the people of Thessalonica, and for us. But it's a hope for the whole person, the whole of us, spirit, soul, and body, to be preserved, to be kept blameless. It's a great encouragement when we're struggling, or when we need a little bit more spark or gas in the tank. That the God of peace can and will do this. He who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it. Just one thing that came to me is that, at least in my reading, it's only mostly sure what the it is that he's going to do, that there's a bit of ambiguity. And it seems that keeping us whole is the Lord's work, and this is the main thing that I think the passage is pointing to. But it might also refer to the Lord coming again, that he will surely complete that work. The sense is that whatever the Lord's promised, whatever he's said he's going to do, he will do, and he won't begin something and not finish it. Obviously, there's a place and a role that we're called to in being kept whole and blameless. We don't just say, "Lord, do it," and then come what may. But we're called to fully yield body, soul, and spirit to the Lord's work in us. But this passage, with that sureness of the Lord being a finisher and completing his work, is a good one for us to perhaps come back to when we're discouraged, or when we wonder, is this ever going to work, or is it going to happen, whatever it may be, some hope or some disappointment with ourselves. It'd be a good one to come back to commit to memory and bring before the Lord, and in trust, pray that he would continue his work, that he would help us to fully engage with that work, and that the work of his fullness would be brought to full fruition in our lives.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.